ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमतिराधनाथ स्वामीति नाम्ने हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। यस्टरडे ऑन 18th ऑफ मे सैटरडे वी वर कॉल्ड फॉर अ प्रोग्राम इन श्री नाथजी प्रभुज हाउस एंड इट वॉज अ प्रोग्राम फॉर इन्वाइटीज ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज were there in 1980s, early 1980s. All those who were there from 1980 to 1990, all of them were called. And this program was to glorify His Grace Mahaprabhu Das and His wife, Her Grace Palika Devi Dasi. Because Palika Devi Dasi is a patient of I think chronic myeloid leukemia for last 30 years. And she has almost gone many times and come back. Including last year, she was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. She was almost gone, but still she came back. And lately, last 20 days before, 15 days before also, she had an episode of attack and she was given blood transfusion. Packed cell transfusion, I think. Again she survived and she came back. So she had a desire because many times she went in near death situation. So, no, anytime she can pass away. But still she is hale and hearty today. So what she was desiring that I wanted to meet all the old devotees and have a Janmashtami at my house at Radha Vrindavan Natwar. How many of you have been to Khar Center? Hare Krishna. Some of you have not gone there. You have you? Khar. In Khar Road number 3, Murli Mahal. Opposite Govinda Dham. Exactly opposite Govinda Dham. Very close to railway station. 5 minutes walk. Road number 3, Khar Road number 3. Sikh Gurudwara is there, Govinda Dham. It's opposite that. I would really request you to visit that place sometimes. There is a program on every Friday, 7:30 p.m. from 1979. Is in the garage. Giriraj Swami, His Holiness, His Holiness Samal Krishna Goswami, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, and such many great souls have been there, given programs there. His Holiness Kirtananda Swami Maharaj, Brahmananda Swami Maharaj, and unlimited people from Juhu Temple. And it was on the request of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj in 1979. They established Radha Vrindavan Natwar, the dancing deities of Radha and Krishna. They actually, one leg in the air, like this, full dancing posture. Radha and Krishna, both are in dancing posture. Radha Vrindavan Natwar. Exact replica of Radha Vrindavan Natwar in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. Exact replica were established over here. And the request of Giriraj Maharaj in the garage of the building. And that program is going for the last 34 years. And so many hundreds of devotees have been born in Krishna consciousness there. So many of them, including all of us, all the doctors who are there in Bhaktivedanta Hospital as founder doctors now, all of us were given birth in Krishna consciousness there and raised there as children in Krishna consciousness. With love, affection, nourishment, association. And we used to come from hostel there. Medical colleges every Friday without fail, me, Madhavanand Prabhu, Dwarkadish Prabhu, Giriraj Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, and many, many more who are not now in Bombay, they are out of Bombay. So it's a very legendary example. So yesterday's program was in honor of them. Srinathji Prabhu is a very close friend of them, Maithili Priya Mataji and Srinathji Prabhu, who were together in those days. Srinathji Prabhu was personally cultivated by Srila Prabhupada from 1973 to 77. He was a Mayavadi and following Chinmayananda Goswami. But Prabhupada personally one-to-one preached him in Akash Ganga, in Mafatlal Park, Sifis Park, in Kartike Mahadeve's house. There was a residence of Srinathji Prabhu, next building in the complex. So Prabhupada would stay there in that building and Srinathji Prabhu would every day, every evening go there and discuss with Prabhupada, hours to hours. Prabhupada used to smash him on Mayavad. And finally, Prabhupada converted into Vaishnava. But by the time Srinathji Prabhu decided to take initiation, Prabhupada became too old and he stopped giving initiation. So then Srinathji Prabhu took initiation from Kirtanananda Swami later on, after Prabhupada departed. And Srinathji Prabhu was the one who drove Prabhupada in his car to Bombay Central Station for his final journey to Sri Vrindavan, where he left his world. Srinathji Prabhu had driven him in his car to train and put him in the train and then bye-bye. And that's how Prabhupada 1977 went to Vrindavan. And then there were days in Srinathji Prabhu's life where Srinathji Prabhu was cultivated by Giriraj Swami personally. His Holiness Giriraj Swami would sit at the steps of the office of Srinathji Prabhu, literally on the steps. And every day Srinathji Prabhu would just look at him, go to the office and work till 5 o'clock and come down again, and he would be still waiting there. Days together, not one day. Full office hours would sit there. And finally, looking at his patience and tolerance, he called him in one time. And Giriraj Maharaj gave him Mahaprasad Radharas Vihari and some books and spoke to him. And that's how gradually, because they thought, and rich people always think that many sadhus come, they are all beggars, they want money from us. So they want to just ignore them. But this way Giriraj Maharaj, same thing with Krishna Chandra Prabhu also. He would sit down in his office on the steps for days together. And then he also called him once. He also gave him prasad and cultivated him. So two main stalwarts of our movement were brought in by His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj like this. This is the way he brought them into Krishna consciousness. After passing a Prabhupada. This person. And so selfless, his two diamonds that he cultivated, he just gave it to Radha Gopinath temple. He just didn't expect that you have to be with me, I have preached you, I made you devotee, you have to be with me, nothing like that. Of course, Srinathji Prabhu donated a lot of money in Juhu temple. He gave them buses and so many things he did. Now also he gives. But his main contribution is in Radha Gopinath temple. So 1979, there was a case in Juhu temple. There was some small riot took place between people, not with devotees. Some outsiders who came to visit. The security, some stopped them and something like that. And somebody took a big danda and hit the security on the head, and security died. So that was considered to be murder at Juhu temple. Headlines came in paper. When we were children, newspaper was buzzing with this news. Murder at Hare Krishna temple. Some devotees murdered somebody. It's like that. Actually, it was a public mob. And for that case, Mahaprabhuji, who was a lawyer, advocate, was called as a lawyer. And that's how Mahaprabhuji was cultivated by Giriraj Swami. Day and night. Before that, they would play Rami and go to clubs and Sahadev Prabhu, and he was close friends, Maheshwaris, and had a lot of fun and everything, life me. As usual, everybody does. One day he read in paper that Hare Krishna Mandir inauguration in Juhu temple, in Juhu. So they just went there. And he was totally mesmerized by the association of Giriraj Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Kamal Krishna Maharaj. His life totally changed completely. So, and then Mahaprabhuji, Mahaprabhu Das, that time R.K. Maheshwari, Radha Krishna Maheshwari, was personally cultivated by these three Swamis in Juhu temple. And sometimes days together he would be there from 4 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. Mangalarti onwards, full day serving them, whatever they wanted, lawyer services, whatever services, discussions, till 1 a.m. in the morning. Again Mangalarti. And Srinathji Prabhu would go from Nepensi Road in his car every day for Mangalarti in Juhu temple. He was known for his fast driving in his Mercedes. So he would go in 13 minutes from Nepensi Road to Juhu temple in the morning and attend Mangalarti every single day for years together. Can you believe this? Till Bhagavatam, till But Mahaprasadam in the hand, Kheerwala, then full lunch. Then he would go to his father-in-law's house, Arvind Mafatlal, be with them for some time, and then go to office from there at 1 o'clock. And again every day, 4 o'clock morning, Mangalarti. For months and days together, and years together maybe. Sinaji Prabhu is husband of sister of Krishnachandra Prabhu. Real sister of Krishnachandra Prabhu is the wife of Sinaji Prabhu. And both are brother sisters, daughter and son of Arvind Mafatlal. And one more was there, Padmanabha Mafatlal, but he didn't become devotee, he died because of alcoholic disease, addiction. So these are the people who actually brought up this movement. And there was one more person called Radhakrishna Prabhu. Radhakrishna Prabhu is by profession dentist. He was the president of Lions Club Khar. He had two clinics. At that time Mahaprabhuji preached him. And then Mahaprabhuji, because of his influence, Radhakrishna Prabhu became devotee. And he joined full time as a grihastha. He went to
dentist.
He was a dentist. He's a dentist. Yeah. He had two clinics in Khar. A very famous and rich man, Sindhi. So then Radhakrishna Prabhu became devotee, and then because Mahaprabhu and Sahadeva Prabhu were very, very thick friends, you know, so thick friends that nothing we would do separate. Although they were quite elderly, but they were very, very thick friends, like childhood friends. So because Mahaprabhu went to temple, next day he took his wife and Sahadeva Prabhu and his wife to temple. And that's how, just because of the friendship they became devotees, there's nothing else.
Who is the dentist?
Radhakrishna Prabhu, Ravi Khatanhar. He's staying in temple right now. Right now he is staying in temple with another Palika Mataji, which is his wife. Ravi Khatanhar. He was staying in Khar before. He has a flat now also in Khar. But he resides in temple for last at least 25 years I know. That I am known him. He is staying in the temple.
He
is leading the Annamruta project of Food for Life. From Radha Gopinath temple. 15 lakh children are fed every day. The prasadam of Khichdi. From the outlets of Annamruta. One in Tadve, one in Andheri, one in Ghodbandar, Mira Road,
Palgar,
one in Palgar, and there are many other places. Huh? 19 centers are there. And so many people are also devotees employed distributing Khichdi Prasadam hot to many schools like that. So these were the 5-6 main devotees who actually brought up this congregation of Radha Gopinath Temple. So now let's come back to Palika Mataji. Palika Mataji was the daughter and niece of two people, daughter and niece, matlab, uncle and father. They both were Prabhupada's staunch followers. When she was a child, Prabhupada would come to their house regularly in Hyderabad. Regularly. And her Mamaji was the founder of the Hyderabad temple, which Prabhupada established. Financially and spiritually and everything. So Prabhupada would come to their house and meet their wives and brothers and sisters and everything. And that time, this Palika who was married to Mahaprabhuji was already married in Bombay. So Prabhupada started coming to their house when she got married and went to her husband's house. So she never met Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was a regular visitor in their house. But because she had some wrong feelings about ISKCON and hippies and all those things, she never got interested. Her brothers and sisters and nephews would always tell her about Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he said, I don't want to follow Hare Krishna hippies. By the way, Mamaji was very staunch follower of Prabhupada.
They are all Jain.
No, the Marwadis.
Mahaprabhu is not?
Marwadi, Maheshwari.
Maheshwari.
All Marwadis. But to understand one thing is that this Mamaji had about 30 people in his house, joint family. Uncles and brothers and sisters and children. So 28 people, in family of 28 people, she was raised as joint family. And her house is like a big, how to say, they had such a big hall in the house that all their marriages took place in their house only. Finally, when the house was about for sale, no individual could buy. So a school bought the house. And there is a school now. And they were so rich. The Hyderabad mayor, Hyderabad minister, Hyderabad big guys were all their friends. So Prabhupada used to give association to all those people. And Palika Mataji, Mahaprabhu's wife, went to school every day in Rolls Royce car. Every day. She was filthy rich. She was brought in, brought up in a filthy rich family. And when she got married to Mahaprabhu, because she was tall in height, so they were only looking for a tall person. So there were no tall person, but she's now also, I think, almost 5 feet 11 inches, so tall she is. So they had many people to equal to them to marry, but then height was a problem. So they came to know that one tall Maheshwari is there in law college in Bombay. That was the only qualification based on which they got him married. And when they got married, she came to a house in Khar, which is maybe, you can see temple here, this border here, you can draw a line here, and from here to here is the kitchen of their house. And that was the only house they had, and 10 people stayed there. So she came from such a big situation, going on Rolls Royce, came to a house where today there is a kitchen in the house, you must go and see the kitchen. In that kitchen, they stayed actually, there was a house. Now there is a kitchen. Then later on they took one more hall, and now there are 4-5 rooms. And there were 10 people, that means uncles, aunties, everybody was together. And the kind of culture they received in the house was that from their house, in their house from childhood, there is no onion, garlic, no tea, coffee, no Coca-Cola, nothing, no outside food, everything cooked at home, serving each other, staying jointly, you know, being together, there will be a lot of adjustments. And they were told that when we marry you, wherever you go, whichever house you go, we will not like to hear any complaint about you from your in-laws. We will not tolerate that. That was the culture. So she stayed in that house, and she was the eldest daughter-in-law in the house. And there were 2 sisters Mahaprabhu had, 2 brothers Mahaprabhuji had. So all of them stayed together. Mahaprabhuji took care of them. Mahaprabhuji is Rohinandan Prabhu's elder brother. Do you know Rohinandan Prabhu?
Yes.
He is our trustee. He is also trustee of Gopal Garden, trustee, registrar in Dalmia School. So he is about 20 years younger to Mahaprabhuji. 20 years. He is 56, Mahaprabhuji is 76. So it is like that. So, what yesterday, Abu, of course, there is a long program. You all can see in a video if you like. We can show the video to you. It was a very intimate program and a very heart-rending, emotional, you know, very nourishing program, I would say. Spiritually nourishing and encouraging and enlivening program. To peep in the life of some devotees who are in the background, you know. She's not as a frontline preacher, giving seminars, traveling in the world and, you know, talking to many people, cultivating people. It's not like that. She's the wife of Mahaprabhu Das. Mahaprabhu Das is a very senior devotee, very, pillar, you know, main pillar of Radha Gopinath movement. And very exemplary devotee, very famous devotee. He has cultivated hundreds of devotees, nourished their lives. Some of you may not know Mahaprabhuji. Mahaprabhu Das is a person. He was, in those days, gifting Bhagavatam sets to so many young students. I was one of them. Because we had no money. I was traveling without ticket to go to Mahaprabhu's house. Because my family was against Krishna consciousness. So if I had to go to JJ Hospital to Khar, I had no money. So train without ticket, bus without ticket, whatever is, we would do that. You know, Mahaprabhuji would travel to our hostel in the car and give books to us free of charge. Not one, 15 books, chant and be happy, 15 coming back, 15 this, 15 that. And just say, distribute in the college. So my room was filled with books, all given by Mahaprabhuji. And to me, to Dwarkadish Prabhu, to Madhavanand Prabhu, to Giriraj Prabhu, everybody he gifted Bhagavatam sets. Can you imagine? You know, we can't even buy one book of any kind. 30 books volume set, Singapore print, he distributed to all of us. And my brothers and fathers were so angry with me. So many books you have brought. Where will you keep these books, you know? Get out of the house like that. 30 books is like a small thing. 30 books. One book is... I sold somebody in my relative's family. And looking at 30 books, the mother was so angry and so disturbed. Reading this book, my son will take sannyas. And run away from the house. 30 spiritual books, anybody buys at one time? Too much. But he would always go and distribute Bhagavatam sets free of charge. There was a garage where there's a beautiful temple today also. And there's a side room to garage which is book go down for him. He would just go inside and bring sets and give people distribution. And we used to steal books from his house in spite of all that. Other books, other cassettes, to steal from his house. Because you know, for us, like Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, their cassettes, their videos, their books and all, it's like a fascinating thing for us. Pictures, photographs of ISKCON, Prasavada of ISKCON, everything was fascinating for us. And Mahaprabhu knew that we are all stealing, then he would just say, ignore it, take it. Anyways. Yeah. And college principals, you know, anybody, her school college principal, Vishakha's college principal, Lalita Vishakha, my wife, all the ladies who are now are very stalwart devotees, they are all nourished by Mahaprabhuji's wife. So Mahaprabhuji's wife is like a great mother to everybody. And even in those days, there was a culture that somebody will say ki two devotees are coming to a house of prasad. And then 23 will land up. There was a situation, suppose for example we hear that Tamal Krishna Maharaj is coming to X or Dr. Sunil Jai Singh's house. So that means we are all invited, we have to go there. It's not that we have to ask you or you have to invite us, it's not like that. If I come to know that Tamal Krishna Maharaj is going to Jai Singh's house, we all are going to go. And then we all are going to go, we have to sit up for prasad also, everything. It's like, understood. So that is the situation. And I have attended so many programs like that, uninvited, in those days. With all our doctor friends, everybody would just walk in. And Mahaprabhuji's wife tirelessly would cook for everybody. Anytime. No wrinkle, very happy. Very tasty food. And when Radha Vrindavan Network came to their house, every Friday they started program, and she would personally cook for 60-70 people every day, every Friday. And her standard of cooking means one rice item, one dal item, one sukha sabji, one gila sabji, one farsan, one sweet, puri, salad, and papad. This is her standard. Personally cooking for 60-70 people. And I would always take two plates. So I would not like to mix up things, so I would take rice and sabji in one thing, roti and something else, and nicely I would sit down. I serve everybody in the beginning and sit down and eat nicely, peacefully. So I was famous for that. But what a program it was, you know, because we would look forward to that Friday program. We would travel all the way from hostel, frustrated in the hostel food. Once in a week we would have real good meal, Madhavanand Prabhu, myself, Dwarkadish Giriraj from Nayan Hospital. Every Friday without fail we used to go. Whether rain, heat, cold, we would go there. And I think hundreds of devotees are cultivated there. Actually Radha Gopinath temple did not exist. Radha Gopinath temple came in 1986. So 1979 only Juhu temple was there and Makhar center was there. So actually Radha Gopinath center, the temple also was given birth from Khar center only. All the devotees cultivated Radha Gopinath temple at Khar center, built Radha Gopinath temple. They were the pillars of the temple. So all original stalwarts were, and all of them remember so fondly that Palika Mataji would take such nice care of them. All this Vishakha, my wife, Aarti, Sachi Mata, Lalita, all these were young girls, 14, 15 year old, at the most 20 year old. And all of them were nourished. Affection was given by Palika Mataji. And her cleanliness, her cooking, her expertise, her broad heart, her welcoming everybody, smiling face, always loving. My wife, till she delivered Rupamanjari, she would every day before delivering Rupamanjari, she would go there, make garlands for Vrindavan Natwar, help in cooking, till she delivered the baby. Then she could not go further. So all the while, even my wife actually became devotee at Khar. She was brought by me regularly, but she was not interested in that and all. So Mahaprabhuji's wife, Mahaprabhuji's daughter, actually convinced her and made into a devotee.
What's his daughter?
Daughter, Shama Devi Dasi. She's in America. She got married in America in New Vrindavan. So all of our initial intense Krishna conscious, you know, most enlivening and memorable days are at Khar. And even today also the program is going on, huh? Every Friday without fail. All Janmashtami, everything goes on there regularly. Vrishabhanu Prabhu gives program. This is how the Prabhu, you know, program goes on. Khar Center has gone, lot of upheavals, ups and downs and everything. And then, so all these memories were revived yesterday. And how Mahaprabhu became devotee, and how Sahadeva became devotee, how Ranindra Prabhu became devotee, and how they got married, Ranindra Prabhu and Devi Priya, and then how Girish was born, and how all those old stories were narrated. And what was ultimately concluded by Govind Prabhu, I think you all must see that video. We'll get the video and we'll see how, what was concluded ultimately, ki ultimately philosophy is not the thing which make people devotee. What makes people devotees is the culture, the family atmosphere, the love and affection that devotees have, that Indian continent has. Bharatiya Sanskruti has that family knitting. And philosophy will ultimately, finally you will read philosophy, but initially you will not come because of philosophy. And philosophy cannot transform your heart. Philosophy will convince your brain to do something. But to transform your heart, that loving culture of family is important. And that is the strength of India. You all may not be knowing that something like 513 trillion, how many zeros? 9 zeros or 10 zeros. That many dollars are kept in straight reserve in America for social security. Somebody is loaner, somebody is lone lady, lone man, unsupported. America is very famous for all these things. So many loner ladies, so many loner men, unsupported, unprotected by anybody. There is no structure only there. So nation takes care of them. And in India, hardly some 100 crores are kept for that. But the Indian government doesn't require. The family unit of India is so strong that there are social securities in family only. There's no need to have out-of-family social securities. People are living on charity because there's nobody. The son is not looking after you. The daughter is not looking after you. Husband has left you long back when you were young only. So there is nobody for you. When you get old, you are liability and the nation too looks after you. They give charity. Is that right? They give charity. So per month, you get some charity till you die. So this is the biggest difference between Indian culture and American culture, is that India is totally supported by the family unit. And that family unit, Devi Mataji was telling yesterday, that how 90% of all her training she has got from Palika Mataji. Right from how to take care of guests, how to give birth to child, how to look after the child, how to cook, cleanliness, tolerance, behave, how to take care of husband, how to take care of children, no. Every single thing, right from 5 in the morning, they said they never had anything ready-made from outside. No food ready-made from outside. Everything was cooked by mother at home. All tiffins, evening, dinner, lunch, everything. There's nothing like buying khakra from outside, chuda from outside and eating. Every single item was cooked at home. No junk food, ever. That's why at 76 also Mahaprabhu was going so strong. Because they ate pure food, they ate home food made by their mother or the wife. So at even 76, he supposed, I don't know, 76, what will happen to us? Where will we survive or not, we don't know. But Sahadeva Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Sahadeva also is a legend, Prabhu also is a legendary family. Sahadeva Prabhu, Sucharita Mataji, Radhananda Maharaj loves them so much because they are the example of Indian culture and Krishna consciousness together. How ancient India was simply Vaishnav culture. There was nothing like you becoming a Vaishnav. The family was Vaishnav only. There's nothing like onion garlic and you have to give up onion garlic, you have to give up tea coffee and you have to give up this and give up that. Nothing like that. But from birth you are only offering to Krishna everything, eating only prasadam and no onions, no garlics, no tea coffee, no Coca-Cola, no Campa Cola, nothing was there. Only eating parathas, ghee and homemade food, organic food and cow milk and a manthan at home, every day. This was a culture. My family was like that only. So many of Krishna conscious etiquettes which we discuss here are all taught by my father and mother at my house. How to eat, how to cook, jutha, what to touch, what not to touch, how to keep things here and there, naivedyam, no onion, garlic, everything was at home. Later on we got corrupted, and then again we have to give up all these things. So, what I want to tell you today, as my friends, is that family unit is our sustenance in Krishna consciousness. We may read books and philosophy and understand Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That all we must do, no doubt about that. But what will sustain our Krishna consciousness is the love and atmosphere that we have at home for our children, for wife, for our family members. And how we accommodate everybody, how we feed everybody, how we live together and cultivate Krishna consciousness in our loving atmosphere at home. The roots are at home. Today our children are all getting attracted by Western culture, outside culture, right? They have difficulty that they don't follow, they are rebellious, they fight and this and that. But still they become devotees in the end because of the love that they receive at home. Many parents come to ask me what to do, our children are rebellious, they are fighting against us, this and that. I only have one answer for them. So keep a very strong, exemplary, Krishna conscious atmosphere at home. And keep a very loving atmosphere at home. So that wherever they go out and get contaminated, they come home and receive that love. Receive that bond and affection and care. So that even if they get diverted and distracted and get contaminated and polluted, in the end of the day they have to become devotees because they have received such a strong atmosphere at home. So keep that loving atmosphere, welcoming atmosphere, nourishing atmosphere at home. So that before doing a bigger sin, they will think twice, what my mother will think. I will not like to hurt her. I will not like to hurt my father or my elder brother. They will not like if I do this. They may do chintu here and there mistakes. But mahapap they will not do. Like breaking regularity principles they will not do outside. Falling in love with somebody, having sex with somebody or doing some smoking or drug addiction they will not do. Because the home atmosphere is so strong. What is our antidote to save our children is the home atmosphere. They may go out and go to schools and go to parties and get contaminated by today's culture and thought process. But the family unit, we all have to strengthen. Become exemplary wife, exemplary husband, exemplary daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. Take care of people who are around you, who are connected to you. We don't need to be taking care of people who are not connected to you. You still can take care of them, but you cannot take care of the other people in the world and not take care of your parents whom you are supposed to take care of. We may be great preachers and we take care of so many people. But we neglect our mother because she is not a devotee, or neglect our father because he was not a devotee, or brothers who are not devotees. We say, oh, he is a non-devotee and only we are a devotee. But family unit means you give love and affection to everybody who comes to you. And is this family culture, Radhanath Maharaj told that I am today able to preach Krishna consciousness because my mother and father buried me with love. And my mother and father worked so hard, tirelessly to take care of us so much. They were not very rich people. But my mother, every day, without fail, would cook feast for me. Maharaj writes in the book, every day evening she took all the pains to cook variety of meals for their children. And so much affection and love. When Richie was admitted in the hospital, my mother was smoking, and Richie told mother that it's disturbing me. So she said, if it disturbs you, today I quit cigarettes. She was a chain smoker. She quit cigarette. Just out of love for children. And so many other sacrifices she did. Just to give love to their children. So he said, even if you become brahmachari or you are a great devotee of the Lord, if you are not nourished by family unit into basic loving affection, you become abnormal afterwards. Even if you become brahmachari, you may feel that some brahmachari told one time that I became devotee of Krishna because I was frustrated in my family life. My family was totally a mess. And that's why I just lost faith in any family life. So I thought I'll become a devotee and become brahmachari. But Radhanath Maharaj commented that he will never become a normal devotee. Even though he has become brahmachari and knowledgeable and pandit and everything, he will not be able to deliver normal standards of Krishna consciousness because he has not been nourished at home by their parents into normal loving atmosphere that you need and deserve. If you are not received, you cannot give. If you are not received normal love from father and mother and grandfather and grandmother, You cannot give that love to anybody else because you don't have that with you. You may become pandit and philosopher and a renounced person in spiritual life. But as far as cultivating people with love will not be possible. So I was very, very inspired yesterday because there are so many legends like this in our movement, Indian Hare Krishna movement, where so many exemplary grihasthas are there. They may not be frontliners into giving lectures and everybody. We only tend to adore those people who are like great lecturers and great preachers and, you know, they have mass followers, and so we get very impressed. Wow, he's a great devotee. But those mothers who are at home, who are now 70 years, 60 years old, who have cultivated their children, given them love, affection, given them Krishna consciousness, raised them in Krishna consciousness, that is what is our job actually. And they may not be frontliners. So he said that Indian women is the root of all the culture actually. That's why we, in our family life, our women, our sisters, our daughters have to be given this training of the rich Indian culture that we have. Like Dr. Dalal's mother and father, Dr. Dwarkadish Prabhu's mother and father. I've seen such exemplary mother and father. Such love they had for their two sons and how much care they took for their two children. How they gave them everything. So because of their, they were raised with so much of love and affection, they can do so much for the world today. But if you are deficient in your childhood, you are deprived of some emotion, some affection is not given to you, you are, you know, some emotional issues you had in childhood, it carries with you throughout the life. I still remember some deprivations I had in my childhood, which still bother me even at 50 years of age. Even 70 years also it will bother me because it's a emotional deprivation, a permanent loss in my heart somewhere. So when we are raised in normal way, natural way, and we are fulfilled with our basic needs of emotions and love and affection and care, then we can contribute to society in future. Because you know what you are supposed to give to others, because you have received it yourself. If you don't know what you are supposed to receive, and you have not received those things, then you don't know what people should be given. So, what I want to now translate my yesterday's inspiration to all of you is that our real wealth is not the philosophy which we learn. Our real wealth is in relationships. And the relationships only give us hope in Krishna consciousness. That's why I always keep on telling you, meet one another, develop bonds of affection to one another, call people at home, nourish them, feed them, converse in Krishna consciousness, develop relationship. Such a bond you develop that whenever you fall in difficulty, you know that these are the people who will help me. Or if you fall sick and you come to know, you feel that I don't think anybody will help me. I don't have trust on anybody. Then you are the most poorest person on earth. Because when things were normal, you never invested time and energy in cultivating relationships. So what is family unit is also translated into the relationship between devotees. Today, what is the strength of Radha Gopinath temple? It is a strong bondage between devotees. Radha Gopinath temple in the whole world is known for very strong Vaishnava family bondage amongst the devotees. And if you and me don't feel, okay, I don't feel like that, that means there's something wrong in me. If everybody is enjoying that relationships and the nectar of the relationships, and I don't enjoy that, means I have not gone and invested my energy into that. Unless I go forward and invest some time and energy into some relationship, I will not get any result out of that. I will not get any reciprocation out of that. So this is the time when apparently we may not be in difficulty, financial or some disease or some issues at home. Apparently we are okay. At that time we have to go all out and cultivate relationship with fellow devotees. But these devotees will nourish you and help you at the time of your crisis. The philosophy may be there, and I will give you some philosophy to convince you, to bring you up in your crisis. But I have little doubt that how much philosophy will help you, unless somebody really shows that philosophy in action, in the form of love and affection. Right? When my wife got sick, I have experience of love and affection. How devotees came and exemplified that philosophy which they heard into their action by taking care. You know? So actually the philosophy is supposed to be translating into what? Into loving, affectionate relationship between you and me. Then the philosophy is practical and philosophy is live. Otherwise philosophy remains on the material intellectual platform. And only for discussion of Shastrartha we can keep discussing, you know, and question answers and big spiritual discussion we have. But the real philosophy is translated into loving, affectionate relationships. And because that is there, so many devotees are surviving today. And because that was not there, so many devotees left Krishna consciousness and went away. And Prabhupada left, they also left. Because they failed in expanding their spiritual relationships beyond Prabhupada. They only had bond with Prabhupada. So if Prabhupada was there, they would feel nourished. He would come, he will nourish and go away. But fellow devotees, they didn't have much relationship. They would come only when Prabhupada comes. They are family people. They would come to temple when Prabhupada would come, had interaction with them, and Prabhupada would go, they will go back. So Prabhupada left this world, they left Krishna consciousness. They may be devotees at home, no doubt. But they are not active in Krishna consciousness because they never developed that relationships. But those people who lived with each other, even though Prabhupada was not in their country or town, he was travelling all over the world, and but they lived in the ashram like Radhanath Swami. He had such a relationship with people because he lived in Vrindavan with 700 devotees. And Prabhupada would come as once in a year or twice in a year, at the most few days in a year, but all the 360 days otherwise they would be with other devotees, serving cows, milking cows, cooking for the ETs, giving lectures, going college preaching, food distribution, book distribution, fundraising, all they were doing together. So worldwide bond is there of relationships. Relationship with Chandramouli Maharaj and so many Swamis are there, you can just go on naming them. Grihasthas and all. Were Brahmacharis earlier, Brahmachari Ashram, then they became Grihasthas, he became Sannyasi. So survivals in Krishna consciousness are because of strong devotee bonds, not because of philosophy. And we all want to survive in Krishna consciousness. Not just survive and get dragged, but survive enthusiastically, in an enlivened mood, in a happy mood, in a blissful mood. We don't want to survive because anyways, you know, I'm convinced of philosophy, so I have to go on. I don't like anybody, don't love anybody, don't want to meet these people who are around me. This is not a status we want to survive. We want to survive in the way that I love to be with these devotees. If any time you tell me to be with Dwarkadish Prabhu and Madhavanand Prabhu, I will love to be with them. I am just hankering, there is no time these days. But any opportunity comes to be with these people, I will just stop everything and go there. Yesterday, my daughter had 102 fever since 2 days back. Again, she is like last month, serious episode is again being enacted. So, I should not go actually, because my wife is at home. But my wife was only insisting, you go, please go. All the old family members are going to meet today. It's some special function, we are not been told. And believe me, I was so happy, I was not willing to go yesterday. But after I went there, long way from here, all the way to Nepean Sea Road, it's like other end of Bombay actually. In the heat, and sweating like anything, train, bus. But I was so happy in the end, I said, good, I came here. Then me and Rupa Manjari stayed in temple, and today morning I came from there. And narrated everything. I want to show to my wife also how much she missed yesterday to be there, because she could have. She also one of the old devotees of those times. So this is the wealth of all life. Ultimately, all money problems, family problems, everything is going to be there anyways. It's not going to leave you as long as you are in the material world. But what is the nectar that we have in our life is this Vaishnavas, the relationship that we have cultivated over the years. You know. Yes, I have faults, they have faults, I have not liked them at points, they have not liked me at points, we have arguments, they have not liked us, they have arguments with us. Everything has gone in the last 30 years. But still the bond of love that is there, you know, at any point of time, will do anything for them. So we have to go through this. Relationship don't build up just because I love you, you love me. Relationship also you fight and you don't argue, you argue and you don't like each other for some time, but you still be together and you stop together. So bond develops among each other. So what I want to tell you is that don't make devotional life as a formality. Chanting 16 rounds, eating prasadam, reading scriptures. It's all about relationships. What is spiritual world? What is Golok Vrindavan? Golok Vrindavan in one line is a family affair. Please understand. Golok Vrindavan is a family. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Krishna, Balaram, the cows, the cowherd boys, friends. They don't discuss philosophy. Do they discuss philosophy when they go to herd cows? Gopis discuss philosophy with Krishna? No. Nanda Bhai, Nanda Mama, Yashoda Mai, while giving milk to Krishna, they say, you are not this soul, you are body. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Your soul is Paramatma. You have to become one with them. You don't hear anything like that. You hear Kapil Dev telling philosophy and other incarnations to all the followers. But in Vrindavan, nobody tells philosophy. It's only love and relationships and serving one another. Enjoying festivals together. Serving Krishna together. Going with Krishna together. Herding cows. Having fun. Eating food. Playing. It's all a family affair. Right? So family is our strength. Whether it is an individual, your own family, or the family of devotees. That is our strength. In the school also, tell me, what do you remember? The teacher that loved you, you remember. Is that true? Some teachers you remember today. Not because she was a science teacher, I loved her very much. No, because I loved her, I loved science very much. Because she used to teach science to me. I loved Gavankar sir, that's why I loved mathematics, because he used to teach mathematics, but I used to love him. I loved Talwalkar madam because I loved her, that's why I loved English, because she used to teach English. Not because I loved English, I loved her. It's not like that. The subject became very loving to us because the teachers we loved first. And they were very loving to us. That's why we remember and we like the subject and we learn the subject very much. The subject became very interesting to us because the teacher was very loving to us. So what do we remember is only love, not mechanical things. You know. So what I am trying to tell you is that in today's situation, you just assess yourself how many loving relationships you have developed. Don't think how many you have. Think how many you have developed. Because it is our prerogative. Don't think that he doesn't have such connection with me, so why should I? That's not the point. How much I have cultivated, how much I have invested, then the reciprocation will come to you. So spend time and energy. If you want to really release Krishna consciousness and you want to be really blissful in Krishna consciousness, please have Vaishnava relationships. Cultivate that. Then all your etiquettes, all your philosophy, everything you learn, all nourishment that you require, all encouragement that you require, all appreciation that you require, will all come in that. And whenever I see you relating to one another with loving way, it really gives great pleasure to my heart. For example, when Amrit Rupini and Sundar Sakhi, they relate, their family members, you know, Nirmal Chandra and Sri Srivas Pandit Prabhu and Amrit Rupini, and it gives such joy to me, such bond is there of relationships. But others don't seem to have that with one another. And that's why when we are morose, we don't feel like going to anybody because we don't have somebody like that. We don't feel like we suffer ourselves only at home. Maybe with husband and wife only, maybe with ourselves only. But we feel lonely, we feel not enlivened, not encouraged. Because you don't have people to lean on, na? You don't develop the relationships. We are within ourselves only, with our egos, and with our intolerances, and with our impatiences, you know, all these things are bothering us, and then it ends up in loneliness. What is the crux of American culture? Which ends in loneliness. Everybody is lonely there, right? No one cares for anybody. The social security comes, you get some charity, but no one is there to look after you. We treated here, what is the Mataji's name who came? That elderly Mataji came, na, psychiatric treatment ke liye.
Sucharya
Mataji. What is her problem? Stroke or disciple? But her husband has left her, second husband also has left her, daughter has left her, son has left her. Nobody. Total broken heart, broken family. And at 70 years of age, she has nobody in the world. She has some charity, but she doesn't know whom to approach, whom to depend upon, where to go, who will help her, who will cook a meal for her. At 70 years of a sick condition, she has a difficulty of a meal. Every meal is a problem for her. Because she is unable to cook herself. She is not confident about handling fire, you know. And every meal is a problem for her. Next meal, what she will eat, she doesn't know. Even though she has some money, some few dollars she gets. But there is nobody to cook and nobody to feed because she is so old. Plus she has all those emotional, psychiatric situations which she is frustrated with. So many bad experiences of life. So many doubtful situations, you know. Lack of trust on people, bad experiences. Here she came, she was so enlivened. Because everybody, all ladies, girls came here, they wanted to cook for her, they had to cook laundry for her, they had to, you know, treat her, take her here, take her there, this festival, that festival. She felt, my God, this family structure I missed. It will hold my life, hold my 35, 40 years of Krishna consciousness. I miss this structure of family where devotees are loving and taking care of one another. Why these American people, when they come here, they get overwhelmed. Well, they are great Prabhupada disciples. They come here, they get so much respect, appreciation and so much service and care. And they go back to America, they are the same people, but nobody cares for them. Nobody bothers, you know. Who cares? They are Prabhupada disciple. Who cares? You are a liability. You are a burden. But here, they are just overflooded with love and affection. And they want to come again and again every year. Like Maharaj's friend Gary. What is Gary actually? Gary has broken heart, broken relationships. He's a great friend of Radhanath Maharaj. But what is his personal life? He has nobody in his life. Do you know that? Just now he had a broken relationship at the age of 61. Huh? Maybe so many of them in the past. But no brother, no sister, no family, nothing. Why he comes every year at his own cost to Bombay? Because to experience that love, you know. Devotees hosting him, devotees caring for him, devotees driving him, devotees feeding him, devotees dancing with him, enjoying relationship with him. He comes once in a year only for that. To just get hosted and loved by devotees. So that again he can go back and live his lonely life in America, in Malibu. It's a fact, huh? I mean, he only feels nourished at heart by Radhana Swami and his people. Radhana Swami's mother and father, they came to India. And they said, one of the finest people on earth we met in India, who are disciples of my son, the Mafatlal family and the Desai family. You know? So this is all lacking. Prabhuji, please understand. And if you are not conscious and not aware, you will all become like them in future because we are consciously or unconsciously accepting American culture of nuclear families and selfishness and our own units and living in our own nest and our own eggshell. So we will unknowingly land up one day into this situation of loneliness. Because of unnatural, unstable, broken family structure. Or induced structure of family which is broken in the future because you are not consciously cultivated into that. Our psyche is so disturbed that we have not cultivated that, and then what we can give our children then? What example we can set up? So I was telling my wife in the morning today in half an hour's time that Mahaprabhuji and his wife, they have given that culture and now maybe Giri Govardhan and his wife will carry forward. Ronindan Prabhu and Devi Premati, they have received from Mahaprabhu and Palika and they will give to their children. So next generation at least is aware what is ideal. They have experienced that. Right? So like that. But we have to see that such culture is cultivated and preserved in our own level, in our own generation, and we give that to our next generation. That's our wealth to be transferred to. And if you fail to do that, if your children see that my father has so many Vaishnava friends and he loves them so much, so he will get a feeling that yes, this is what I should also be doing. Like one time Giridhari asked Giriraj Prabhu, "Ki Papa, you will do anything for Vaishnavas?" So he said, "Yes, I will do anything for Vaishnavas." And the child was thinking for a while. He was very small all that time. Because he saw his father is so keen on serving and helping Vaishnavas. He loves them so much, he cares them so much, he really values them so much. So child is imbibing the culture, that is, this is the culture that we want. And we have a responsibility to cultivate that culture and to give that culture to our next generation so that it carries on. Otherwise, we will make a mess of all these things and we will bring into American culture into our lives and create these loners, frustrated people. Although they are devotees. See, Sucharamandi is a devotee. She loves Krishna. She loves chanting Hare Krishna. But she doesn't have that culture around her, unfortunately. Nobody gave that culture to her, neither she has worked hard for that culture. So even though she is a very elevated, highly Krishna conscious Prabhupada's disciple, but she has difficulty in life. We should not land up in that situation. So we are telling her, come back here again. Whenever you feel lonely, you come here, stay for 2-3 months, feel happy. No? So this is what I wanted to convey to you. I felt so inspired yesterday, so inspired actually. So we have the responsibility to give that to our children. Nourish them with that natural, loving Indian culture, and then naturally they will follow that in their life and give to their children that experience. Isn't it true? Hare Krishna. So now you can ask me questions. If you have any questions regarding this, you can ask. That will be nice. You wanted to add something, Vaishwari? Yes, Prabhuji.
Unfortunately, in the world today, the stress more on.
Excuse me, I have to go for commitment.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Unfortunately, in the world today, we are bombarded with this more of mechanical thing. And as you mentioned, it's absolutely correct. We are becoming day to day mechanical. You know, like one unit. Just thinking of
nuclear.
Ourselves, nuclear, Maharaj always say like that. And one time I heard Maharaj saying, the real Krishna consciousness starts, or you progress, your progress in Krishna consciousness really starts when you go out of comfort zone. The moment you go out of comfort zone, that time actually progress in Krishna consciousness starts.
That is true. Complacency is called as.
Yes. But most of the time, I really feel personally, we always want to be in a comfort zone. Little bit here and there and you know, we are disturbed. It's a fact.
And we can't even tolerate one single thing from others,
yeah.
Which is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, there are so many wrong things in us, but in one thing towards you from others, we just can't tolerate. We just shut off. Yeah. One thing happens with anybody, we just shut off permanently. Mm-hmm. But there one thing. Was I can't do anything with you.
I just doubt. I mean, why there is so much selfishness within us?
That is the nature of this material world. We are born in this material body, in this material world of birth and death. So that selfishness is there. What is selfishness all about? My pleasure. That's all.
Yeah, that's
selfishness is all about my pleasure. I want my pleasure. I don't care for your pleasure. As long as I get it, fine. What is marriage? If I feel you are going to give me happiness, and if you feel I am going to give happiness to you, then we get married. Simple. It's not that I will like to please you, or you like to please me, that's why we get married. I want to serve you, and you will serve me, so we will get married. Why there is divorce? Because I thought you will give pleasure to me, and you are not given to give me, so I divorce you. Finished. The simple principle. I thought you will give me happiness, the way I wanted. As long as you are giving, we are together. Honey, honey, we will do. And then tomorrow, when first thing, love at first sight and divorce at first fight. First fight, I just can't tolerate you because I just can't take it. Finished. We are away. That's it. But these long legendary Agarastas, don't think they had difference of opinion. Don't think they didn't have fights and they had all kinds of things that they had. But they tolerated everything to stay together and love. Because they had formed faith in the family unit. They never saw their mother, father getting divorced. Their uncles getting divorced or their aunties getting divorced. Nothing like divorce. Unheard of. Nothing like abortion heard in our childhood. Nothing like Garbhapat. Only on newspapers we used to read. And family members, I don't think anybody heard that. Now, very rampant. Just because my pleasure has to be intact. This child is going to come and disturb my pleasure. I don't want to have this child. If this man is going to disturb me, I will divorce him. Finished.
I really feel there are so many seminars, workshops, and how to do our sadhana very strong. But as you mentioned, the Vaishnava relationship is actually the basic of everything. So I really feel there should be something like this, like your 1 hour just discussion has given us so much inspiration.
Prabhuji, so this counseling system is made to develop Vaishnava relationships. Please understand. Siddhanta is one thing. But what is the three things? Sadhana, Siddhanta and Sadachar. This is what we learn. But ultimately this system is made for developing Vaishnava loving relationships. To bring Vaishnavas together. If you have a mass of 1,000 people, how many people you can come closer to? Out of 1,000 people. But if you are group of 25, you will know everybody. And we will go close to each other. And be with them, right? So this 1,000 crowd is divided into 25 groups of 50 each. Or 50 groups of 25 each, whatever. So that you have a chance to interact with each other. And develop relationships. Matlab, we are a part of a system in which world knows us for wonderful relationship with one another. This is what you are all known for. And if you don't feel that within yourself, there is something wrong. Others feel that you all have this. And you don't feel much enlivened because of the situations or whatever. Then you have to know that something is wrong with us. The world is seeing something in you. And want to cherish that. But we don't feel that within ourselves. So there is something wrong, 100%. Somewhere we have failed in the procedure of that. Again, there is, you may be a great devotee in chanting yourself rounds and everything. But you still care for your own rounds and your own things and your own seva. But you don't care for others. So in a way, in following a philosophy of personalism, you become actually impersonal. Because you only see yourself, nothing else. I don't care what you think. When I chant very loudly, I don't feel whether he's getting disturbed or he's getting disturbed. I'm chanting very attentively and loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But then I don't consider this fellow is getting disturbed with my chanting. Or I am absorbed. But what about my friend next to me? Am I sensitive to him? Am I thinking collectively? It's like that.
This is
Kanishta Adhikari. Self, only self, nothing else.
To go to Madhyam Adhikari,
I am again repeating, to progress in Krishna consciousness from whichever level to whichever level, you need devotees. You need loving devotees to help you to progress from one stage to another. Without fellow devotees loving and caring around you, you can't make progress from any stage to any stage. What to speak of Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari? It's only dream. Only in the books you will see Madhyam Adhikari. You will not see Madhyam Adhikari in action with you, around you. All of us can become Uttam Adhikari, please understand. Provided you and me have each other. At the end of the day, what we have is each other. Please understand. Your Guru Maharaj may not be with you 24 hours a day. Those days have gone. The Guru Maharaj will live with you in the hut, in the ashram, 12 disciples under a tree. He will coach them one to one and he will be always there with you, for you, for lifetime. It's not like that. You have to find shelter and find that presence of Gurudev in each other and nourish ourselves like that. And we have such devotees around you, you make progress in Krishna consciousness. Because what you are supposed to relish in Golok Vrindavan, you get a glimpse over here amongst devotees. And when you become expert in that loving relationships, you become fit to go to Golok Vrindavan. What is the qualification to go there? Not percentage of marks. The qualification to go there is loving relationships. If you have established that over here, you can get entrance over there. Otherwise, you come back again here and cultivate more relationships. Till you become mature, no entry over there. That's how it is. There is no entry for impersonalists there, in the guise of devotees. there is no entry to Golok Vrindavan for the devotees who are impersonalists in the guise of devotees. Brother, simple. So we have to come out, you know. It's only you who will go out. You ask me how to rise from Kanishtha to Madhyama Adhikari level. You have to go to devotees and beg shelter of them and relationship with them. Our disease is that I will not go. What he has done for me? Why should I do for him? So there is no beginning from our side. It's only when you give, you receive. It's not when you receive, you start giving. You give, then you receive. When the tree gives, God gives the trees more fruits. The tree holds the fruit, God doesn't give him more fruits. And all fruits get rotten on the tree only. So we have to give. Give time and energy. Call one another for prasad. Share your heart. And seek shelter in each other in loving relationships. You may not be successful in everybody. Somebody may not fall up to your expectation. But you will have satisfaction that I did my job. And out of 10 people you interact, maybe 2 people will click and you will develop relationships. But if nobody clicks, we should not blame everybody. See, I called 10 people. I tried to have a relationship. All 10 dissed me. You have to think something is wrong in me, 100%. Otherwise, the process is right. It should work, no? It has worked in the past. It's working now also. It's not working with me. So something is wrong with me. We fail. Devotees are calling you to come to chant together. We don't come. Devotees are calling for this gathering, we don't come. We don't care for the time. So others don't feel encouraged by that. What is most important thing is care. I have to show an exhibit in my action that I care for you. Then I'll get reciprocation. And similarly, you don't feel cared for, you don't feel enlivened to come. Unless you feel cared for. So we have to reciprocate in loving care to everybody. Because we need that loving care. So we have to give that loving care. And the loving care will come to us. Anybody has any other question?
Why in this Vaishnava relationships, knowing that there is expectation, we know that we should not expect but sometimes suddenly our mind thinks and give the expectations that we can take profit, makes profit in ourselves only.
So what is the question? You have to know by philosophy that expectation is the root of all the miseries. When you expect, you are sure to suffer. So you cannot be without any expectation. I am not saying you should become machines and become free of expectation. But we shouldn't have too many expectations. Or impractical expectations. Or dreamy expectations.
But on the person, it always appears it is practical expectation. That is a difficulty. We never think that it is impractical.
In the relationship, tolerance is the basis. Yeah. Because everybody is individual, everybody is with different moods and different personalities. If there is a relationship has to take place among the two variegated people, there has to be tolerance. Radharani is not same as Chandravali. Chandravali is not same as Vishakha. Vishakha is not same as Champaklata. Radha is not same as Krishna also. Everybody is different. Rohini is not same as Yashoda. But there is a relationship. We have to tolerate one another. For all whatever deficiencies and differences are there, we tolerate because they value their devotion. Mahaprabhuji and me also had so many arguments and so many clashes in the past. But there is a basic bond of love and gratitude for one another. That's why we are able to put the differences below and still enjoy the relationships with each other. Because the basis is so strong. So on the basis, some differences don't survive. They just get buried. In our case, there is no basis. Only some differences exist and they are like overwhelming. So we don't want to get to each other. Just better to keep away. That's what we feel. Yeah, the basis is so strong. The service done. See, initially when we went to Mahaprabhu's house, tell me, what we were giving? We are young boys, no money, we are just coming there to eat prasad. And Mahaprabhu is just giving and giving and giving. We are no relationship, we are no uncle, auntie, kuch hai nahi tha hamari wo. Unknown people. They came all the way to hostel, inviting us, please come to Friday program, giving us feast. They still remember my two plates filled with prasad. I was relishing prasadam. Only taking. They gave me loan to go to Mayapur Yatra. First Mayapur Yatra was the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. 1986. 500th birth anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which we went in 1986. And no money. So Mahaprabhu gave loan and we paid 50 rupees per month back, you know, like that. So how can you forget that, tell me? So before anything we doing to him, he did so much for us. So how can we not be grateful? And how can there not be relationship? So much we have received. So like that, what Guru Maharaj is doing, he is just giving to you. Right from beginning, whenever you saw him, he is giving. So then we are inspired to reciprocate in the form of service. We have to understand that we have been tolerated so much, so we have to also learn to tolerate. People are tolerating us, we have to be tolerated. Right?
We may expect, but not to be attached to that expectation.
And the expectation may not get fulfilled also, at times, but don't get too much emotionally affected by that. Why this didn't happen? Why I did so much, you know, I just cannot tolerate this. Don't go to that mode.
Sometimes expectation becomes too overwhelming that we forget the mode. Forget the basic thing.
So what is he saying that? Don't make the expectation overwhelming for yourself. So that you suffer a lot because of that. Just learn to also forget. No, what's the problem?
You always say, 99 good thing if you do. And one thing, if you miss.
Which will always go wrong in the material world. Please understand. In the material world, that one thing out of 99 has to go wrong.
Our tendency becomes that we forget that 99 things. And we,
keep remember the one thing so much.
That is
one great statement somebody made lately, that God gives and gives and gives and forgives. And we get and get and get and forget. We keep getting and then forget everything. It's our nature. So,
another thing, rightly you have said, is before expecting anything, you should first invest. One time.
This is a principle of relationships.
When Brahmacharya asked patient to Maharaj, we are in a position where we are, as an authority, we are supposed to correct somebody if he has done some mistake. So how we should do it? Because they are also devotees. We might commit Vaishnava Prath. Then Maharaj told the same thing. Before correcting anybody, you should ask yourselves 100 times how much you have invested in that person.
Yeah.
If, within heart, their sound comes, you are really invested in that person. And when you try to correct it, that person will 100% will not take it wrongly.
Yeah.
Because you know that this person loves me. So you take it in a very right way. Otherwise, most of the time, because we don't invest and we use authority,
it becomes mechanical. It becomes impersonal and mechanical.
They lose
it becomes
faith
formal
also.
Only. There's no warmth.
They lose faith also.
There's no sthigdhata in that. There's no affection there. That's why we fail. Although we are right, but we fail. There's a lack of affection. So, any question?
If you develop humility, then you don't suffer much from expectations not coming through.
But we have to practice that, no?
Yes.
It's good to know that we should become humble, but it's so difficult to become humble. So, to become humble, there has to be investment of energy, there has to be efforts, there has to be tolerance, then one can become humble. And this kind of humility, you see only in devotees, please understand. This humility, tolerance, respectfulness, patience, all great, great virtues, only devotees can exhibit to you. It's all in the books for others, just in the books and poetries. Nice poetries everybody has. But devotees only can exhibit by the power of chanting the holy name with the devotees together regularly. One can develop these qualities and actually imagine to be humble and tolerant and patient and respectful to others.
So,
what I feel is, as we go more in Krishna consciousness, that quality goes down. Why this is happening?
As we go ahead in Krishna consciousness, the qualities go down.
This is what I was tolerant. I feel that now I'm not in that.
So in such condition, when you feel that I'm going down instead of going up, go back to the basics and see whether the basics are followed properly or not. You may feel that I'm going ahead, but as I'm going ahead in the right direction, in the right mood or not. What are our basics? Our basics are very simple. Chant Hare Krishna attentively in the morning, regularly, in the company of devotees if possible. Follow four regularity principles. Read scriptures regularly. Associate with devotees regularly. And eat prasadam. These are our 5-6 basic things we are following. How much of your heart you are putting into these things? How much in depth you are going in these 5-6 things? Just think whether you are getting early in the morning and chanting your rounds or not. Oh, 20 years have passed, 30 years have passed. I still don't get up in the morning, I still don't chant my rounds. Well, do I go to devotees regularly, once in a week at least, to meet them, have interaction with them? No, that also is not happening nowadays. Do I read regularly? No, that too also has become now history. That means there is a problem in the basic fundamental activities. Then this Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari comes in the picture. You know, when there is foundation, activities are improper, then there is something wrong. When we will know that after passing 5 years and 10 years, I think I am becoming more intolerant, more egoistic and more angry and more disturbed. Because the process which is given to you is not being followed properly. So just go to the roots back. Analyze your basics and you will come to know if there is some fault somewhere in the basic fundamental activities. And you will get the answer. Another reason is, if you are really doing all those basic things very nicely and still you feel I am becoming more angry, more intolerable, then you have to understand that the anarthas are coming out. And while they are coming out, they are disturbing you. You have to tolerate them and further follow the processes nicely. Possible. When the lust is going out, the lust may disturb you like anything. And it is leaving you. Tolerance is, intolerance is leaving you. So it becomes very difficult at that time when you are getting suffocated with those anarthas getting out of you. And they will get out of you and then you will be really rid of them. But in that situation of test, don't give up your basic fundamental activities which are to be done very nicely. What is our shelter when we have great difficulties? We go back to our basics and invest our energy and time into those basic activities. Go back to chanting, get up early morning and chant nicely. You will see and you will understand exactly how things are happening and why things are happening. You will get the answer. Always go back to basics. Krishna consciousness is not a very complicated situation. Oh, I have not read Jiva Goswami's Shat Sandarbhas. I have not read Bhakti Sandarbha. I have not read this Sandarbha. That's why the problem is there. I don't know enough. It's not a problem. I have not read Bhakti Ratnakar Pulli. I have not read Gopal Champu fully. I have not read Uddhav Gita fully. I have not read Venu Gita fully. That's not a problem. The problem is in fundamentals. Then I have chanted my rounds properly. At a prescribed time, early morning, attentively, with the devotees. I have not taken pains to do that. That's why there is a problem. That's why we fail to interact with one another. That's why we fail to show love to one another. That's why we are loner, that's why we are nuclear, that's why we are polar. You know? Because we fail in those basic activities. And Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga is only two things. Chanting the holy name and serving the Vaishnavas. These are only two things in Kali Yuga. If you do these two things with heart, with great devotion, with great feelings, you will have no difficulty in life. You may have a cancer, you may have poverty, you may have something else physically, but you will have no difficulty. You will be blissful. There are two things. Keep serving devotees and chant the holy name nicely. Yes, yes. For Aarti?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. this Rupa Manohar Prabhu, his daughter put him over here. He said he has suicidal tendencies and severe chronic depression for many, many, many years. He said he has not smiled for years together. But the first day he came here, he smiled. Because Gopikant showed him so much of love. So many devotees showed him so much of love. He is improving like anything. You know? So we said, keep him for a few months here. In the loving atmosphere of the devotees who are caring for him. So much smiling. Smile is a very difficult thing today. When you become loner, you can't smile. Please understand. It's a great pain, great effort to smile. So much of negativity is there because the world is around you so much. So this place has given him hope. This place has, again he started chanting 16 rounds, he's initially a disciple of Rompad Maharaj. Because of loneliness, depression, for whatever reason in his life, you know. Family relationships. He's got so much hope here. Such a case of transformation. Why? Atmosphere. You have to create atmosphere. That's why I encourage him to come and sit here. You can see the devotees, how they interact, how they come, how they show love for one another. You know, you have to also imbibe that and exhibit within yourself. Actually, I will request earnestly, please go and meet that Tejinder Mataji. She is 9th month. Go, meet her, show your affection, love, concern. Make her feel wanted. She is 9th month now, she cannot move so much. Our new counselee, Tejinder Mataji. She's come one only meeting at SKJ's house. Then she didn't come. Why? Because she's a 9th month now. So go and meet. Show your love and welcome the family of this counselee group. Then they'll feel enlivened. It's like that.